In the day of my distress, I sought Adonai. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. I cry to you, O God. I plead with you to hear me. By day I seek you in my distress. By night I raise my hands in prayer. But my spirit refuses to be consoled. I groan when I remember you. When I think of you, I grow faint. You keep me from falling asleep. Troubled, I cannot speak. I consider how things used to be, and remember the years gone by. All night, memories fill my heart. I brood and am full of questions. Will God always forget me, never again be pleased? Has God stopped loving me and cut me off forever? Can God forget how to pity, or anything block God's endless compassion? It troubles me to think the Almighty seems to have grown weak. I recall your awesome deeds, your wonders in days gone by. I reflect on all you have done, and your works and mighty deeds. You, Adonai, are holy. What God can compare with you? You are the God of power, strong among all the nations. You reached out to save your people, the children of your handmaids and servants. When they saw you, the waters churned, shuddering and writhing in wonder, with awe convulsed to their depths. The clouds poured down their rain. Thunder shook the heavens. Lightning darted like arrows. As the thunder rolled across the sky and flashes lit up the world, the earth trembled and quaked. As you set a path through the sea, a way through the raging waters, with no trace of your steps in the sand. You guided your people like a flock, with Moses and Aaron as shepherds. In the day of my distress, I sought Adonai. My hands were raised at night without ceasing.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession of faith, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and favor, and to find help in the time of need. Every high priest is taken from among people and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. The priest is able to deal patiently with erring sinners, for the priest is beset by weakness and so must make sin offerings for self as well as for the people. One does not take this honor on one's own initiative, but only when called by God, as Aaron was. Even Christ did not glorify himself with the office of high priest. He received it from the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Almighty and ever-loving God, accept the sacrifice of our praise this night, for it is made in the name of Jesus Christ, our High Priest and saving love. Strengthen us to keep watch during this Holy Triduum, which we have begun this evening, that he may find us ready and waiting when he comes again. We ask this through the same love, Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.